六章哦，主耶稣用哦这个五个饼两条鱼哦给很多人哦给五千个男丁吃饱啊。
So, the miracle recounted in John chapter 6 of Jesus feeding the 5,000 with five bread and two fish.
哦，要他们呢、啊、把这个剩下的零碎啊、哦、收拾起来，免得糟蹋。
And he commanded his disciples to gather all the leftovers so that there would be nothing wasted.
哦，那个糟蹋哦，跟这里讲的，跟这里的灭亡哦，这个字是同一个字。
And so that word waste is the same word actually as this word here, destruction.
哦，那另外在这个马太福音的二十六章啊，玛利亚用香膏膏耶稣。
And also in Matthew chapter 26, Mary uses the ointment to anoint Jesus.
哦，那犹大哦啊就批评玛利亚说啊，何必这样枉费呢？
And Judas then criticized her for wasting this costly ointment.
哦，那边的枉费哦，跟这里的灭亡在原文也是同一个字哦。
And again, this word he uses of waste is the same as destruction in the original language.
哦，所以在这里说，引到灭亡那个门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。
So we could also read it again with this understanding: enter by the narrow gate, the wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to waste.
哦，以这个我们得救的终极目标来讲的话。
And if we think about our goal for reaching salvation.
哦，那当然哦，就好像我们在布道会针对慕道朋友的勉励啊。
And again, we see how we encourage our friends or truth seekers.
好、哦，要他们找到正确的宗教。
To find the correct faith.
哦，不然将来灵魂是永远的灭亡哦。
Otherwise, if you don't find the right faith, then your life will be wasted.
哦。但是如果照刚刚啊，小弟跟大家的分享哦，这个灭亡这个原文这个字也可以当枉费，可以当糟蹋来解释的话。
Or you could also say your life will be destroyed, so it carries both aspects of this meaning.
哦，那小弟想一想，主耶稣在这边讲的门跟路，也可以对已经信主的我们来勉励喽。
And so, I think that what Jesus says here is also encouragement and a reminder for us.
哦，在我们信仰的道路上，哦，我们会不会啊，也是选择哦那个宽门哦那个大路啊，让我们糟蹋，让我们枉费神给我们的恩典哦，神给我们的祝福。
And as we journey on this path of faith, do we also take the wider or the broader road or the gate? And in such a way, is our faith or the grace of God wasted on us?
Oh, 所以这个比喻啊，在提醒我们每个基督徒待人处事上，哦，是不是合乎基督信仰的原则？
So we have to ask ourselves if how we live our lives or how we deal with other people according to the grace that God has given us.
我们每一个已经蒙恩的弟兄姐妹啊，会不会因为我们选择错的门路啊？而枉费和糟蹋神的恩典。
So, even though we have received the grace of God, we have to think about how our life is led in a way worthy of His grace.
哦，这个也是值得我们要警惕的哦。
So we should constantly remind ourselves of this.
哦，所以小弟想晚上就以这样的一个角度哦，来跟我们已经信主的弟兄姐妹做相互的学习跟勉励。
So I'd like to take this perspective on studying this passage with our brothers and sisters tonight.
选择我们当走的门路。
To choose the correct gate and path.
哦，中国人说门路门路啊，指的是办法哦。
So we think about the gate that we take or the path that we take as the way we do things.
哦，比如说，哎，那个某某人呢、啊，他很有门路。
And so you could say that somebody knows which way to take.
哦，那这是意思就是说他很有办法的意思哦。
In other words, that person is very able or capable.
哦，走后门啊，拐小路哦，这个、啊、也是在形容哦，人哦一些偷机取巧的方法。
Or if you describe somebody as taking the back door or the back alley, then it also implies that they're doing something deceptive.
哦，所以现在我们就要来想一想哦。
So let's think about this.
哎，第一个哈，我们有权利来选择门的宽跟窄。
So we have a choice of whether we go through the wide or the narrow door.
哦，主耶稣要我们进窄门，因为引到灭亡哈，那门宽。路大哦，进去人多，引到永生；门窄路小，找着的人少。
So the gate that leads to destruction and the path that leads to destruction is wide.
什么是宽门
？So what is this wide gate？
什么是窄门
？What is the narrow gate？
哦，当然窄门啊，指的是我们行为要符合圣经真理的一个规模跟标准。
So going through the narrow gate means that we should live our lives according to the teachings of the Bible.
哦，这不是容易做的一件事情啊。
And this is not necessarily an easy thing to do.
哦，所以耶稣在这里形容他是窄门啊。
So our Lord Jesus described himself as the narrow gate.
而宽门啊，是指着我们想怎么做就怎么做。
But the wide gate allows us to do whatever we want.
哦，不受任何的拘束跟限制。
There are no restrictions, nothing to bind us.
哦，这个是很容易绊倒的。
And it's also very easy to trip up.
哦，所以耶稣形容这个叫做宽门。
So Jesus described that as the wide gate.
哦，那我们就从两个方面来思想这个原则。
So let's look at this from two points of view.
哦，第一个就是我们要有舍弃宽门的智慧。
So first, we have to get rid of the knowledge of the wide gate.
哦，这里指我们不可以用这种我想怎么做就怎么做来作为我们自己待人处事的原则。
In other words, we have to get rid of this idea that we should do whatever we think is best.
神期望我们要进窄门。
Because our Lord wants us to go through the narrow gate.
哦，但是他并不强迫我们。
But he does not force us into that way.
哦，因为凡是要进窄门的人呢，必须要放下包袱，丢弃恶念恶行，也要肯有所牺牲，不然的话就进不去了。
Because to enter the narrow gate, you may have to throw away many of the burdens or baggage that you carry with you.
哦，但是我们如果执意要进宽门的话。我们这个坚持说一定要进那个宽的门呢。
If we insist on going through the wide gate, however.
虽然我们已经信了主。
Even though we have believed in our Lord Jesus.
受了洗。
And have been baptized.
得了圣灵。
And have received the Holy Spirit.
可是在言语行为上仍然还是过着我想怎么做就怎么做无拘无束任意而为的生活。
But we insist on leading a life as we see fit, doing whatever we want.
哦，这就是我的个性啊。
That's just my personality.
哦，那这就是在枉费，在糟蹋神的恩典。
Then if we live our lives in that way, we are wasting the grace that God has given us.
哦，更是白信了耶稣了。
And our faith in God is worthless.
当然，我们都承认我们有软弱。
Of course, we admit everyone has weakness.
哦，但是基督徒啊，哦，不是以知道自己有软弱就算了。
But we shouldn't just take that as a given.
哦，如果我们在布道会的时候，只是强调说人哦都是罪人，都是软弱，那就算了的话，那对我们有什么帮助？
If during our evangelical services we just acknowledge that everybody is a sinner, everybody has weakness, and that's just a fact, then what good would it do any of us?
虽然我们有软弱,
even though we have weaknesses,
我们都是罪人,
even though we are all sinners,
但是我们可以靠着神, 我们可以靠着主的救恩跟帮助。
But yet we can rely on God and seek after His salvation and His help.
哦，来去就更新啊，穿上新人。
And in doing so, we can get rid of our old self and put on our new self.
哦，所以基督徒啊，不是认知自己有软弱就了事了。
So we shouldn't just give in to the fact that we have weaknesses.
而是在这个待人处事上，哦，应该要有不再软弱的心智才可以啊。
But rather, we should, knowing that we have weaknesses, make a determination to do what is right.
哦，有人呢，把基督徒归纳为三类。
So some people divide Christians into three groups.
哦，第一类的基督徒。
The first type.
哦，就是啊，在犯错之后，哦，便知错能改，永不再犯。
Is one who recognizes his sin and changes his life and never sins again.
哦，那第二种基督徒啊，是犯了错之后啊，知的错啊，但是又不断的再犯。
The second type of Christian commits sin, recognizes the sin, but continues to sin.
哦，这个叫做悔改悔改，但是悔而不改的哦。
So this person may seemingly repent, but never really changes.
那第三种最糟糕了。
But the third kind is the worst.
哦，啊，明明知道已经犯了错，哦，死不认错，也不肯改。
And the third person knows that he has sinned, but refuses to admit to the sin and never changes.
啊，所以我们亲爱弟兄姐妹，我们想一想哦，我们属于哪一种呢？
So we should ask ourselves, which type do we fall into?
哦，保罗啊，我们来看保罗怎么勉励提摩太。
So let's look at how Apostle Paul encouraged Timothy.
提摩太前书四章十二节。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 12.
提摩太前书四章十二节。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 12。
十二节，不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。好，在这里啊，保罗要提摩太哦，要做榜样。
So here, Paul encourages Timothy to be an example.
哦，所以我们应该都期望我们啊，立下心志，不要叫人小看我们年轻。
So we should always remember to make a commitment so that no one can despise our youth.
哦，立志啊，哦，在我们日常生活的言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上，都能够成为人的榜样。
And be determined to be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity.
哦，所以在这里要主耶稣提醒我们。
So here, our Lord Jesus reminds us.
哦，我们呢要有舍弃走宽门的智慧。
So we should throw away the way to the wide gate.
哦，不可以用这种想要怎么做就怎么做来作为我们待人处事的原则。
And we shouldn't follow the principle of doing as we please in all that we do.
哦，那第二个。
Secondly.
哦，我们还要有走窄门的决心。
We have to be determined to go through the narrow gate.
哦，除了要求我们哦，不能够以想怎么做就怎么做啊，来作为我们待人处事的原则之外，我们还要积极的以能够荣耀神来作为我们待人处事的原则。
So apart from not falling to the first principle of doing whatever we want, but rather we should live a life that is glorifying to God.
哦，让神来管理我们的人生。
So that God is the Lord over our lives.
让神的话语来经营我们的生活。
So that the word of God is the guidance for how we live.
这个就是进窄门的真谛啊。
So this is the way we can enter the narrow gate.
有个故事说有一个修道院的院长哦，问他其中一个修士。
So there's a story that goes like this. In a monastery once, the head of the monastery asked one of the monks.
哎，你今天呢、啊、都做了什么事情啊？
What did you do all day today?
哦，这个修士说啊，我今天的一样跟往常哦一样啊，都很忙。
And this monk replied, "Oh, I've been as busy as ever."
我忙着管理两只猫。
I've been busy taking care of these two cats.
两只鹿。
And two deer.
两只鹰。
Two eagles.
一条蛇。
A snake.
一头狮子。
A lion.
还有要照顾一个病人。
And also a sick person.
这个院长一听啊，就很好奇啊，修道院哪来这些动物啊
？So the head of the monastery was very curious where all these animals have come from.
这个修士就回答了。
So the monk replied.
说两只猫就是我两个眼睛。
The two cats are my two eyes.
哦，常常会看不应该看的。
Go looking for things they shouldn't be looking for.
哦，台湾话说人家东张西望叫做尿尿熊哦。跟猫一样的意思、哦、 所以这边说管理眼睛就像管理两只猫一样哦。
And so, since our eyes often wander around like cats do in the night, this monk described his eyes as cats.
哦，那两只鹿啊，就是两条腿了。
And the two deer he was referring to were his two legs.
常常啊，走那个不应该走的路啊。
They would often take him on paths that he should not go to.
哦，这个必须要经常谨慎。
So he had to control them.
哦，两只鹰就是一双手啊。
And the two eagles are his two hands.
哦，必须要殷勤做工，善尽本分。
And they have to work towards doing good and not evil.
哦，并且啊，不要去碰那个不该碰的东西啊。
And not touch those things that he shouldn't touch.
不属于你的东西啊。
And not take those things that do not belong to you.
那一条蛇啊，就是蛇头了。
And the snake that he was referring to was his tongue.
哦，这个必须要勒住啊。
You have to also control it carefully.
才不会惹是生非啊。
So that it would not poison your relationships.
一头狮子就是我的心啊。
And the lion was actually his heart.
哎，必须要克制。
He had to control it as well.
免得骄傲。
So that it would not become proud.
哦，生出恶念。
Or come up with some evil thoughts.
那至于病人呢，就是我的肉体啊。
And this sick person, he was referring to his body.
哦，他是一天一天的这个败坏的。
And he was aware that day by day, his body was getting older.
哦，那我必须要好好的哦，这个管理照顾他，哦，活出新人的样式来呀。
So he had to take care of his health in order to live each day in a good way.
哦，想想看哦，这个修士讲的真有道理呀。
So if you think about it, the way he described our life is quite accurate.
哦，所以我们也应该要过着这种像保罗所说的哦。攻克己身，叫身服我的生活。
And so we should do as Paul said. We should pummel our bodies to bring it under control.
好，随时都要提醒我们自己。
So we should always remind ourselves.
好，时时都能够心想好意，口说好话。
That in every moment we should think good thoughts and speak good words.
哦，手做好事，脚走好路啊。
And do good deeds and walk in the right way.
哦，这个就是活出真理的基督徒了。
And if we do so, then we are living the life of a Christian.
哦，有人说啊，说遵行真理啊是要付出代价的。
And some people say that following the truth carries a price.
哦，但是我们想一想哦，不遵行真理啊，那付出的代价会更多。
But if you actually think about what the price of not following the truth is, it's even greater.
哦，所以耶稣讲的这个门与路的比喻啊。
So our Lord Jesus told us and his disciples the parable of the gate and the way.
哦，要我们秉持着不违背真理，活出真理，来成为我们日常生活待人处事的原则。
That no matter in whatever we do throughout our lives, we have to live according to the truth.
哦，我们要进这样的窄门。
And only in this way can we enter the narrow gate.
哦，才不会枉费糟蹋神给我们的恩典跟祝福。
So that we will not be destroyed or waste the blessings that God has given us.
哦，那再来，哦，我们呢也有权利选择路的大小。
And furthermore, we have a choice between the wide and the narrow path.
耶稣要我们走小路，不要走大路。
Our Lord Jesus encouraged us to go with the narrow way, not the wide way.
什么是大路？什么是小路？
What was he referring to?
哦，跟刚刚讲的宽门窄门差不多了。
It's similar to what we talked about with the wide gate and the narrow gate.
哦，小路啊，是指着比较不方便、比较难走的这个路啊。
So the narrow way is the more difficult path to take.
哦，那大路啊，啊，则是指着这个可以任意而行哦，无所顾忌的路啊。
And the broad way is the way that is easy to walk.
哦，也就是说啊，一个是自我约束，一个是自我放纵。
And one way makes us live a life of self-control. The other one is a life of wantonness.
哦，同样呢，我们。以两方面哦来做分享。
So let's also look at this from two perspectives.
哦，第一个哦，同样我们也要有舍弃走大路的智慧啊。
And first, we have to throw away the attitude of the broad path.
哦，在我们日常生活待人处事上哦，不能够再以这个自我放纵 的这种心智哦啊这种方法啊来与人相处。
So, whenever we live out our lives or interact with other people, we shouldn't put our own desires first.
哦，就像走在这个大路上的人哈啊，多自由，爱怎么走就怎么走啊。
So the people walking on the broad path can walk in whatever way they want.
哦，就好像有人说哈，哎，这个信耶稣啊不自由哈，有很多的约束。
Some people complain that believing in Jesus Christ is full of restrictions.
哦，那不信耶稣才自由。
And it's I feel more free if I don't believe in Christ.
哦，爱怎么做就怎么做。
I can do whatever I want.
哦，真的吗？
Is that true?
哦，信耶稣才是真自由，可以爱怎么做就怎么做，不怎么做就可以不怎么做啊。
But in reality, believing in Christ gives us true freedom because we can do what we should do, and we can refuse to do the things we should not.
啊，同样哦，在已经信主的我们来说啊。
And furthermore, for we who have already believed in Christ.
哦，如同这个浪子的比喻。
Just as we see in the story of the prodigal son.
哦，这个小儿子啊，哦，他。不但呢、啊，可以代表着哈、哦，这个没有信主的人，甚至他也可以代表已经信主的我们。
Actually, the younger son, the prodigal son, can represent not only those who have not believed in Christ, but even we who are already Christians.
哦，因为啊，这个小儿子呀、啊，啊，也曾经住在父亲的家中啊，享受过父亲的关爱。
Because he has already lived in his father's house of wealth and a good life.
哦、但是他后来却让父亲啊伤心呢、啊。
But he left his father's house, and caused him pain.
哦，让父亲失望。
And caused his father despair.
哦，他任意放荡，浪费资财。
And he gave in to his lusts and desires and wasted his inheritance.
哦，今天呢、啊，我们会不会也像这个小儿子一样？
Now today, are we sometimes like this younger son as well?
我们信主多年了。
How long have we believed in Christ?
哦，就好像小儿子啊，在父亲的家中啊，享受父亲的关爱。
All of these years is just like living in the Father's house under His blessings.
哦，我们也啊信主多年，在神的哦这个照顾哦神的保守之下哦平安度日。
And under the grace of God, we have lived under His protection and also His care.
好，但是我们在日常生活上，啊，却像这个小儿子一样，然后随心所欲，自我放纵。
Many times, in our day-to-day life, we act like this younger son, giving in to our desires and doing what we so please.
哦，就像我们说这个浪子啊，哦，不能说他不是这个啊，他父亲的儿子呢。哦，但是他是让他父母亲伤心失望的儿子。
And of course, the son, still the son of his parents, but he caused them much disappointment and grief.
哦，我们也不能说，哎，像浪子一般的这个信徒啊，哦，不是信徒，哦，但是啊，啊，他是让天父让我们的主伤心的信徒啊。
And so a Christian who is like the prodigal son. Is still a child of the father, but causes the father much grief.
哦，所以啊，耶稣讲的这个比喻啊，也在提醒我们。
So our Lord Jesus Christ tells us this parable to remind us.
啊，我们要放弃这个走大路哦，自我放纵、自我放逐的这个智慧。
So we should turn away from the way, the broad way, that allows us to live according to our desires.
哦，第二个，啊，我们也要有。走上小路的决心呢
？And furthermore, we have to be determined to walk upon the narrow path.
哦，除了我们呢、啊，在待人处事上，哦，我们不可以，哦，有这个自我放纵，哦，随心所欲的，啊、这个哦这种方法，哦，我们更应该要有积极自我约束的决心。
Of course, we can't live a life filled with fulfilling our desires, but furthermore, we have to be actively pursuing what is right.
哦，同样也有人把基督徒哦的这个成长的过程分成三个阶段。
So, so there are some people who describe the progress in a Christian's faith as having three stages.
哦，第一个阶段呢，啊，就是以这个哦规章、条规、法律啊来做待人处事的准绳标准的阶段。
And the first is one who follows the letter of the law in doing what is right.
哦，凡事啊以不犯法哦啊就可以了哦。
So this kind of believer follows the rules in not breaking the rules.
哦，有人说这个法律哈、哦、啊是次等的道德。
And some people say that following rules is really a passive way of living.
哦，那所以我们不能够单单以这个哈、哦、法规啦、法律作为我们行事为人的标准哦。
So the law, you could say, is the lowest denominator that you should follow, not the highest level you should aspire to.
我们要进一步的提升。
We have to elevate our spirituality further.
哦，所以第一个阶段的基督徒啊，哦，进一步以这个道德标准哈、哦、啊来做人行事为人的准则。
And so the second level is to live. According to the morals of the faith.
哦，凡事啊，只要不违反道德的标准就可以的。
And these people follow the way of morality in guiding their life.
哦，但是有时候道德也好，哈、哦，风俗也好，也会因为啊时间呐、啊、地点呐、啊、而不一样。
But sometimes standards of morality or ethics can change over time or society.
哦，比如说哦，有些地方哦，像回教国家也好、哦、就好了哈、哦，他们允许哈、哦，不但这个法律允许哈、哦，他们的风俗、他们的道德也允许哦，可以娶好几个太太的哦。
So in some Muslim countries, both according to their law as well as according to their moral standards, they are allowed to have multiple wives.
哦，那将来哦。这个他们来信耶稣是不是啊，能够继续拥有哈、哦，哎，这种风俗跟道德啊
？And so it would be very difficult for them to accept a different type of morality.
哦，当然不行哦。所以我们可以知道哈、哦，基督徒啊，不能够单单啊、哦，只是以这个道德啦、风俗来作为我们哦待人处事的原则。
So. We, of course, cannot solely base our faith on these various moral guidelines that are not always absolute.
哦，我们还要更往上提升。
We have to elevate our spirituality further.
以基督的信仰，以神的话语，以圣经的标准来作为我们待人处事的准绳。
And the true source of our life or the way that we should live is according to the word of God and the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，这是人类行为最高也是最绝对的标准。
This is the highest and the greatest level that we should aspire to.
好，所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们现在是处在哪一个阶段？
So when we look at our own lives, which stage are we?
哦，是不要犯法的这个阶段，还是啊不要违反哦这个风俗道德，还是我们不可违反圣经的这个标准
？So is our standard at not breaking the law, or are we just following the morality of this time, or are we actually living according to the word of God？
哦，耶稣要我们走小路。
So our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to walk on the narrow way.
哦，他在提醒我们，要做一个肯自我约束啊、哦，以基督信仰、以圣经标准作为我们啊、哦、日常生活待人处事的一个准绳跟原则。
So in saying this, he wants us to live according to his faith, his example, and his word in all that we do.
好、哦，自我约束。同样也是要付出代价的。
Of course, controlling ourselves is something that is not easy.
哦，但是不自我约束，你将要付出更大的代价。
But if you do not have self-control, you will pay an even higher price.
哦，所以耶稣在讲这个比喻啊， 提醒我们要肯做一个自我约束的基督徒啊。
So our Lord Jesus Christ is teaching us to live a life of self-control.
这个就是我们应当走的小路。
And this is the narrow path that we should take.
才不会让我们进到糟蹋、枉费神的恩典。
So that we will not go the way of destruction and waste.
好，那最后啊，谈到人，人多人少。
And finally, he mentions numbers.
好，那这个人多人少有什么样的这个教导跟意义在里面？
So, in some there are many, and some there are few.
哦，这个是在提醒我们，不可以哦，让我们自己啊，跟世上的人一样哦，随波逐流。
And so our Lord Jesus tells us that we don't need to follow the trend of the world.
应该要做一个哈，敢独排众议哦，能够坚守信仰立场的基督徒。
But rather, we would rather be in the minority as long as we can hold on to the righteous way of living a Christian life.
哦，首先呢，我们也来想一想哦，我们要有不受人多影响的智慧。
So we have to have wisdom not to follow the crowd.
哦，我们在世上，因为人是群体的动物啊，没有人能够哦这个避开群体而独居的。
Because people by nature are social, so it's difficult to live alone.
好，所以我们都会受到哦我们周遭人们的影响。
So no matter what, we are influenced by other people.
好，那我们就要拥有不受人多来左右哦来影响我们的智慧。
So we need to have this wisdom of differentiating between what is right and what is the majority.
哦，在台湾啊，小弟看过一则新闻报道。
So while in Taiwan, I once saw a news report.
哦，谈到有一所大学的一个学生哈，他写信给校长。
And there was a student who once wrote a letter to the dean.
哦，向校长啊陈述哈，这个学校里作弊的风气已经败坏到哈不行了。
And the student was complaining that there were so many people who cheated in the school that there was really no standards there.
哦，无论是各样的考试哦，大家都是作弊。
That no matter in what kind of exam situation, there were people who cheated.
哦，他并且啊，列出三十几种作弊的方法。
And he even listed out over 30 methods commonly used.
哦，最后他问校长说啊。
So finally, he asked the dean.
说作弊的同学呀，能够很轻易的就拿到高分，就能够毕业。
Why is it that so many of these people who cheat are able to get the highest grade and graduate?
好，天理何在？道德何在？
So where is the moral standards that we have to uphold?
哦，小弟在想哦，同样身为基督徒的我们，如果也处在这种作弊就能够轻易拿高分的学校当中啊。
So I asked myself, if we were like that student in that school of cheaters,
我们会怎么做？
What would we have done?
我们会随波逐流呢，还是坚持我们的信仰？
Would we have gone along with the rest of the crowd, or would we have insisted on what is right?
哦，当然，在我们的人生不是只有学校的生活。
Of course, in our lives, being in school is only one part of our life.
哦，在学校啊，比如说像这种作弊啊，这个投机取巧的情形啊，也发生在我们哦的职场上。
And of course, we've all known of examples of people who have cheated around us.
哦，我们看到我们的同事。
For example, at work, our colleagues.
甚至我们的官长。
Even our supervisors.
哦，他们这个哦，违法哦，犯法违纪哦，甚至哦，这个收受贿赂哦，贪污舞弊哦，升官发财。
Or some people of high position or official status use their influence and position to their own advantage.
那怎么办？
What would you do?
哦，小弟就想起自己也在军中哦，这个也曾经啊遇到这样的事情嘛。
And I thought of an experience I also had encountering this dilemma.
哦，小弟的这个组长哦。 三天两头啊，就要求小弟哦，啊，要从公款里头哦，啊，能够啊啊弄一点钱哦，啊，来花一花哦。
And so when I was in the army, my superior officer told me to utilize some of the money in the coffers for general use.
哦，说啊，人家其他族哦。啊，不是哦，去吃牛排啊，不然就是去唱卡拉 OK 啊。那我们这一组啊，就完全靠你了，靠你了哦，因为你经管钱嘛哈、哦。
And so he said, well, you know, some of the other groups, they go out for steak or dinner or go to karaoke bars. So see what you can do since you're in charge of the treasury.
哦，而且哦，一本正经的告诉我。这个不是贪污，贪污哦，是拿钱弄到自己口袋里头叫贪污哦。那钱拿出来给大家花，这个叫做福利哦。
And he said, this really isn't an example of greed. Don't get me wrong. Greed is if you take money and put it in your own pocket. But if you use it on the general good, then it's really a
叫做 benefit.
It's a benefit.
我坚持啊，我说哈、哦，如果大家只是想吃吃饭哦，唱唱卡拉 OK 啊，我可以请客没有问题哦。
But I insisted. Well, if it's just to take everybody out or to go to go to karaoke, then I'll foot the bill.
哦，但是如果要做这种事情哦，啊，不要说违背我的信仰哦，啊，也违背我哦这个啊做人做事的原则。
And but I told him, you know, to take it out of the treasury is against my own faith as well as my ethics.
哦，但因为小弟的拒绝不配合啊，哦，我们这个组长啊再也没有来找我了哦。
So because I outright refused, he never came to me again.
哦，所以很多时候哦，我们拒绝罪恶哈、哦、啊就是要这样哦，一开始我们就很坚持。
So when we encounter such a situation, we have to be firm in our stance.
哦，如果稍有贪念哈、哦，或者说有犹豫哈、哦，或者是哦这个受人影响，那将会把自己陷到后患无穷哦哦的这种困境里面。
If you give just a little bit, or if you try to compromise, then often you'll be hurting yourself.
哦，那小弟一个同期的哈、哦、军中的同学、啊。哦、他退伍的时候是拿80万新台币、哦、大概是2万多美金、哦回去补那个账、哦、的缺口，他才退伍的。哦、他拿自己的钱、哦哦、因为他要那个要交接嘛，账要清楚嘛。那因为账跟钱、哦、不清楚啊，所以后来他拿钱补啊，才退伍。
One of my colleagues at the time that he resigned from the army, he had to put in about $20,000 to make up for the difference in the accounts.
哦，因为哦，啊，他是管这个福利站哦，就是卖东西的哦，那啊，经常也是钱进钱出的哦。
Because he was in charge of the commissary, so there was a lot of merchandise that he was in charge of.
我就问他说：“你怎么会哦这个亏空那么多啊，那么多钱呢、啊、
？”So I asked him, "How could you have run such a deficit?"
哦，他说：“哦，没有办法啦，你也知道哦，哎，这个人在江湖，身不由己。
And he says, well, you know how it is, how things work around here.
哦，这个经常啊，这楼上长官的这电话打下来就问你啦，啊，你那边有没有哈、啊，有没有高粱酒啊？啊，有没有卫生衣啊？啊，拿半打上来，拿一打上来哦，那从来不给钱的。
And he said, well, you know, when the officers give you a call, oh, do you have a case of liquor, or do you have some of the new uniforms or new clothing? Ship it up here, but they never pay for it.
我说这个也不会花那么多钱呢、啊。
I said, well, how could it possibly be that much money?
就是啊，啊，最主要的是晚上啊。
I said, well, you know, especially at night.
晚上有没有空啊？晚点名之后哦， 这个在小侧门集合哈，车子会等你的。
And he said, well, after the final roll call, there will be a car waiting in the back.
哦，然后去哪里呀、
啊、？Where do you go?
去酒家。
And they go to the bars.
哦，那吃喝当然就是你要付账了。
And of course, somebody has to pay for the bill.
哦，那怎么付账啊？那叫你、啊、想办法，哦，从厂商啊，或从哦这个做假账啊，怎么去弄钱呢、啊、
？So he says, well, they just tell me to figure out how to make the arrangements so that the bill's covered.
哦，那我这个同事哦，他也是很正派的人呐、啊，所以到最后就只有自己掏腰包去补那个账了、啊。
So this colleague of mine, he felt he had to use his own savings to make up for the difference.
哦，相信哦，这种小弟所举的这个、哦、所经历过的事情，我们弟兄姐妹哦也经历过，甚至经历比这个更大的哦。
So I'm sure that many of us have also perhaps experienced similar things or perhaps even more severe than this.
哦，基督徒哦，没有例外，我们还是会遇到哦啊这样的事情啊。
So Christians are no exception. We will also encounter such situations.
哦，啊，但是我们要怎么样在这个哦乱世哦，在这个浊世当中啊，做个清流啊？
How can we avoid being tainted by these murky dealings.
哦，保守我们自己哦，能够不同流合污的勇气。
We have to have the courage to stand out and keep ourselves clean.
哦，不要心怀不平，以至于作恶。好吧，那要做，大家一起来好了。
And don't give in to the temptation of just going along with everyone else.
哦，我们应该要哦，要有靠神行善。哦的这个心智啊
we have to be determined and firm to hold on to our principles according to God's word.
哦，不要受人多的影响，随波逐流的。
And not to be swayed by the majority or the crowd.
那另外，我们哈、啊、也要有不受人少啊所影响的决心。
And we also have to have determination to stay in the narrow path.
哦，有不少人因为怕被人家，哦，被人家排挤的，被人家轻视的，被人家讥笑，就不敢坚守信仰的原则。
And many people, because they're afraid of being an outcast or ridiculed by other people, it's hard for them to hold on to their faith.
哦，耶稣在这里讲的这个比喻，告诉我们走正路的人是少的啦。
But our Lord Jesus reminds us that the people who walk on the narrow way are few.
难免会有孤独又无奈的感觉、哦、
And there will be times when you feel very lonely or very have a lot of difficulty or disappointment、
哦哎、有一次小弟在台湾、哦参加一个社青团契的聚会、哦、他们那个那一次的 special topic、题目是这个时代做基督徒很
And I once attended a young adult fellowship where the special topic was being a Christian in the modern world is hard.
事实上哦，时代越是险恶，哦，时代越是艰难呐，人心越是险恶。
And as the society becomes more
difficult,
more difficult, people may
more
turn
evil,
more evil.
那人生的道路啊。当然是更加崎岖难走啊。
And of course, holding on to your principles becomes that much harder.
是啊，做基督徒很难。
Yes, it is hard to be a Christian.
但是不做基督徒呢，更难。
But to not be a Christian is even harder.
要用什么去面对这个时代的考验
？What will you do to face the trials in this world?
去承担。人生大大小小的压力跟责任。
How will you handle all of the responsibilities and the stress of this life?
哦，所以我们要有哦，哎，这个不受人少所影响的决心呢。
So we have to have this determination to be among the few.
哦，当然不代表说我们做了基督徒啊，就有什么锦囊妙计啊，能够化险为夷呀、啊。
So it's not to say that as Christians we have some magical way of taking care of things.
哦，或者是啊，有什么捷径哈、哦，可以趋吉避凶。
or that there's any kind of a secret to evade any kind of trial.
但起码我们做基督徒，我们人生有一个方向。
But at least as a Christian, we have a clear direction of our life.
我们有一个标准。
And we have a standard.
我们有可以坚持的信念。
And we have a faith that we can hold on to.
哦，这个将帮助我们来面对哦这个啊世代哦的挑战。
And this will help us to face all the challenges in the society.
哦，所以我们要有不受人少所影响的决心。
So we have to be determined to be among the few in this narrow way.
哦，坚守原则是要付出代价的。
So holding on to your principles carries a price.
但是不坚守原则，你将要付出更大的代价。
But if you do not hold on to your principles, you will pay an even greater price.
我们不要做一个哦随波逐流的基督徒啊。
So let us not be a Christian that follows the trends.
要做一个能坚持、敢坚持信仰原则的基督徒。
We have to be a Christian who is able to and willing to hold on to our principles in our faith.
哦，这是主耶稣讲这个比喻哦，对我们已经成为基督徒的人啊的教导跟启发。
And so the teachings here within these verses are a guideline and a direction for us to live our lives as Christians.
所以我们都应当选择我们应当走的门与路啊。
So we have to be conscious of the path and the gate that we choose.
不要让神给我们的祝福，哦，神给我们的恩典枉费糟蹋。
So that we will not waste or destroy all the grace and blessings that God has given us.
再来唱诗。
Now let us sing a hymn.
180首。
Hymn 180. Also pray for the Holy Worker Personnel Seminar coming tomorrow and on Sunday.
好，我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.